Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Picture Book of Flowers, a gift book for Alzheimer's patients and seniors with dementia, is a short, visually focused paperback from Sunny Street Books that belongs to the Picture Book and care-focused nonfiction niche. Its purpose is not to teach botany in depth or tell a narrative story, but to provide a calm, dignified browsing experience for older adults living with memory loss. The book uses large, clear flower names and full-page color photographs, minimizing text so that the reader can engage with the images without cognitive overload. That design choice matters because many books for adults with dementia either rely on too much prose or feel childish. This title tries to avoid both problems by presenting simple, attractive content in a format that still feels like an adult book. It is intended for independent looking, shared reading, and gentle conversation between seniors and caregivers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a picture-led format built for low-friction engagement. The central idea of the book is that visual recognition can be easier and more inviting than dense reading for people with dementia or Alzheimer's disease. By making flowers the main content and limiting the page design to photographs and names, the book reduces the effort required to participate. This is significant because cognitive decline often affects attention, language processing, and short-term memory, all of which can make ordinary books tiring or frustrating. A picture-led format shifts the experience from decoding text to responding to familiar visual cues. Flowers are especially suitable for this approach because they are recognizable, emotionally neutral, and varied enough to keep pages from feeling repetitive. The result is a book that can be opened at any page and still function independently, which makes it useful in care settings where sustained concentration is not always possible. Secondly, large print flower names as a support for recognition and orientation. The book does not rely on captions, commentary, or educational explanations. Instead, each flower name appears in large, clear text, which serves a practical role beyond simple labeling. For seniors with visual strain or cognitive impairment, a large print identifier helps reduce frustration and supports basic orientation, especially when a caregiver is reading alongside them. The naming format also creates a bridge between seeing and remembering. A reader may not recall details about the flower, but seeing the name beside the image can still trigger recognition, association, or a conversation prompt. This is a modest but important design principle in dementia-oriented materials, where the goal is often not mastery or learning in the conventional sense, but accessible contact with content. The book's restraint is part of its usefulness because too much explanatory text would interfere with that immediate recognition-based interaction. Thirdly, dignified presentation that avoids infantilizing the reader. One of the book's defining features is its effort to look like a normal adult picture book rather than a simplified children's product. That distinction matters because many caregivers want materials that support memory without making the recipient feel patronized. The book's clean layout, attractive photography, and absence of overtly medical language help preserve dignity for the reader. Instead of announcing dementia in the content itself, the book quietly accommodates it through design. This approach reflects a broader principle in dementia care: helpful materials work best when they respect the person before the condition. The book therefore occupies an unusual space in publishing, combining accessibility with adult aesthetics. It is not trying to educate through diagnosis, and it is not trying to amuse through childish visuals. Its value comes from treating the reader as an adult who still deserves beauty, order, and calm in the reading experience. Fourthly, a conversation starter rather than a conventional reading exercise. The book is designed to support interaction, not just passive viewing. Simple prompts, such as comparing flowers or asking which one is prettier, turn the pages into a shared activity that can encourage verbal response even when memory is limited. This is important because many people with dementia respond better to concrete, immediate questions than to abstract discussion. Flowers offer a useful subject for this kind of exchange because preferences about color, shape, or familiarity can still be expressed even if factual recall is uneven. The book, therefore, functions as a social tool as much as a reading object. It can help caregivers reduce tension, create moments of calm, and maintain connection without demanding a perfect answer. In that sense, the book aligns with a practical caregiving strategy. Use familiar, non-threatening material to invite participation, then let the conversation develop at the reader's pace. Lastly, portable bedside and caregiving use in a compact, softcover format. The physical format of the book contributes to its purpose. At 6x9 inches in softcover, it is small enough to be held comfortably and easy to store in a bag, drawer, or bedside area. That portability makes it more useful than large art or photography books, which can be heavy and awkward for older readers. The compact form also supports spontaneous use. A caregiver can bring it out during a quiet moment, or the reader can pick it up independently if it is left nearby. In dementia care, accessibility often depends on whether an object is physically easy to handle, not just whether its content is appropriate. This book's dimensions, simple structure, and page count suggest a practical emphasis on repeat use rather than long-form reading. That makes it suitable for brief sessions, where the goal is comfort, engagement, and ease rather than extended instruction or narrative progression. In conclusion, this book is best suited for caregivers, family members, activity coordinators, and seniors who benefit from visually calm, low-pressure reading material. It is especially practical for people living with Alzheimer's disease or dementia because it does not ask much of the reader while still offering something aesthetically pleasing and socially usable. The main benefit is not information in the usual sense, but access to recognizable images, large print labels, and a format that can support attention without creating frustration. Compared with many similar books, it stands out for refusing both extremes common in this category. It is neither an ordinary children's picture book repackaged for adults, nor a heavy photography volume with too much text. Instead, it is deliberately simple, visually polished, and respectful of adult dignity. That combination makes it a useful example of dementia-friendly publishing done with restraint for readers and caregivers seeking an activity that can open conversation, ease a quiet moment, or offer gentle visual stimulation. This title has a clear and realistic place in its niche. If you would like to support Sunny Street Books, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.